Prabhupada usually is talking about the production and the consumption, like both sides of the economic exchange.
Yeah.
So I wonder, you know, the Buddha said, okay, these five livelihoods are wrong livelihood. That's kind of from the producer side, like you shouldn't produce and talk to. Is there any similar teaching about, well, okay, also good to not be the consumer, because then you're you know, you're part of that transaction happening. Right. So obviously if there's no demand for guns or intoxicants or meat or whatever, then there's going to be not an economic incentive for people to have those jobs.
Yeah, this is true. But the Buddha doesn't go to an ideal level. So that in an ideal world, that would be how it works. But the Buddha didn't give the teachings to create an ideal world. He gave the teachings in order to live within a world that wasn't ideal, and to be able to have make those kind of choices and decisions that help us to weave our way through it all, and that. Because certainly in the Buddha's time, then he himself was from a warrior caste, so he knew a lot about weapons, and the reality is that there are these things happening in the world, and it's sort of how do you adjust to that or adapt to that, and not be overwhelmed by it, not be deluded by it, but also to be able to make skillful choices within that.